Welcome! Today we're heading to Spain's Costa Brava, following its rugged Mediterranean edge toward Cadaqués, a whitewashed village that feels like a rewarding pause at the end of the road. This is not a race between famous stops. Think of it as a slow coastal journey. Coves, small villages, winding hills, and finally a place whose light and character have long drawn artists. The Costa Brava earns its name, the wild coast, in its rocky headlands and steep edges above clear water. One moment the road runs through pine trees. The next, the sea opens up in a bright blue sweep below. What makes the drive memorable is the in-between. Stop for a short walk through a coastal village, look for a sheltered cove, and leave room for the unplanned view. The road itself is part of the destination, not merely the connection. These coves can look wonderfully secluded, but they are often small and sensitive places. Arrive with water, take litter away, and resist treating every rocky ledge as a private photo set. A little consideration keeps the atmosphere intact. Then comes Cadaqués, tucked near the Cap de Cruz Peninsula. Its whitewashed houses gather around the bay, with narrow lanes rising behind the harbor. It has the gentle busyness of a working coastal village, softened by sea air and long, lingering walks. There is an artistic current here without the village feeling like a museum display. Salvador Dali is closely associated with Cadaqués and the surrounding landscape, and it is easy to see why the strange rock forms and sharp Mediterranean light invite close looking. My favorite approach is simple. Walk the waterfront first, then turn uphill without a strict plan. Notice shutters, boat masts, the changing angles of the bay, and the quieter streets just beyond the central activity. Cadaqués rewards attention more than speed. For a flexible two-day visit, use a larger Costa Brava town as a base, or travel by car if Cadaqués is your final stop. On day 1, choose one cove and one village rather than trying to cover the whole shoreline. On the second day, give Cadaqués the morning and let the afternoon belong to Cap de Cruz. This is a landscape for short walks, sea views, and pauses in the wind. Keep the plan loose. Road conditions, parking, and weather should set the pace. Could you do it all in a rush day? Technically, perhaps, but I would argue against it. Staying long enough to see the village in quieter hours makes the final arrival feel earned rather than simply checked off. Eat locally and simply. Seafood when available, anchovies, pa'am tomake bread rubbed with tomato and finished with olive oil and the broader flavors of Catalonia. A harborside meal is lovely, but a small bakery picnic can be just as satisfying. Spring or early autumn usually offers the best balance, comfortable walking weather and a calmer feel than peak summer. Whenever you go, expect narrow, winding roads and limited parking around Cadaqués. Park responsibly, walk when possible, and keep clear of residence entrances. On trails and in coves, stay on marked paths, protect the coastal vegetation, and keep noise low near homes. These are lived-in villages and protected landscapes, not backdrops. Traveling lightly is part of what lets the coast remain generous. The useful idea to carry with you is this. Give the drive as much time as Cadaqués. The cove's curves and small stops prepare you to appreciate that bright village at the edge of the peninsula. Thanks for listening. May your Costa Brava journey leave space for a quiet harbor walk, a good plate of food, and one last view of the Mediterranean before you turn inland. Safe travels and goodbye.